starting with the application, I think it's really important to have a look through all the accompanying documentation and use that as a bit of a tick list. So include all of the desired sort of behaviours, skills, or education. And I almost, you could print it out or create a list on a Word document and just tick each one off as you've explained how you fit that criteria. So what I've found is often it's people in HR that are looking at your application as opposed to the head of the department or someone in the school. So potentially that person with HR isn't an education specialist and they've basically got a tick list and they need to see that you've explicitly hit that criteria. So even when it feels like it's over-explaining or kind of stating the obvious, I've found that that is the most, that's the best way to sort of proceed to the next step. And I've actually put together some applications where I haven't quite done that, but I still thought I had, because I thought it was sort of, some of it was so obvious that I would be doing that and I haven't been called for the interview, whereas when I've literally spelled it out. And having worked in a few schools, I have heard that is now the process a lot of times. So yeah, hitting all the criteria in an obvious way. And then also, of course, researching the school and having something specific to say about why you want to work there is really important. And then if you are called for interview, it is, I'm not going to lie, quite a nerve-wracking experience. But you've also got to remember that you are sort of seeing how much you want to work there or having a look around as much as they're sort of judging you as well. So I think obviously preparing a lesson again with like making sure to hit the criteria of a good lesson in terms of having assessment for learning and making sure the students make progress in some a small way. Obviously you don't have a huge amount of time, but all of those ingredients that you know make or form a good lesson, thinking about those. And again, somebody will be sat at the back ticking off, making sure they've seen these things. So sometimes it is being quite explicit and obvious that you're ensuring that you've included that and that you know what good teaching is, even if it feels like everyone should know. They need to see that you do know that. And then you'll have potentially anyway a walk around the school. That's usually led by a student, and that's another opportunity that they're sort of getting feedback from students on what they think you like. So just, yeah, being open, friendly, asking lots of questions. And the same with the student panel, if that's part of the interview. And then I guess the main weight really is the teaching and then the actual interview that you have with usually the head or senior leadership and the head of department. And you've probably already heard this, but the best way to give a good interview is to use the STAR technique. So I worked in recruitment before I did teaching and a few other areas of like the corporate sector, and I prided myself on being quite good at interviews, but it is really different from other sectors, maybe not all, but lots of the ones I'd been in. And when I first had my first couple of interviews, I didn't quite nail this and I didn't get the job as a result. So obviously the STAR interview is again really being explicit and like explaining exactly what you did, why you did it, and the results. And if you don't use that technique, then again, quite often they don't have enough evidence that you have hit the criteria and that you can do the job, even if they are impressed with what they've seen. So what I did for following interviews is have a look at common interview questions, which you can find online. They're useful things from NEU and like Twinkle and lots of different websites. And then I had examples ready to go for the interview that could be applied for a few different things. But thinking of the main things around behaviour and teaching and learning and things that you know are going to come up, and just, yeah, having those examples ready, and then also the result. And again, sometimes it does feel like what you're saying is obvious and should just be good teaching, but you do need to prove so that they've heard it and they've seen it and they've read it that you can hit those criteria. So I hope that's helpful. And yeah, I hope you've been enjoying all your placements, and good luck with the rest of the PGC and your job hunting.